Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Weekend edition of the show here. That means lots of time for you to give us a call here today. If you'd like to chat, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-PLAY. That is the Sports Byline number. We'll take some calls through there today. You can also call the studio line direct to me, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. All of these numbers are up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of stuff coming up. This coming Thursday, I leave to head out to Chicago for StarCast and All In. We can talk about that show here today. We can talk about StarCast. Next couple of days, we will be joined by Conrad Thompson to talk more about StarCast. I believe that's coming up on Tuesday. But that's a topic here today, the WWE Hell in a Cell show. We got more matches announced for Hell in a Cell. Last night was Triple A's version of WrestleMania. Triple Mania. Main event, LA Park beating Hijo del Fantasma, Pentagon Jr., and Psycho Clown in a mask versus mask versus mask versus mask match. Came down to mask versus match. Basically, four guys fight in a cage. If you escape, you're safe. Final two guys in the cage, they get rid of the cage. They do a singles match. Apuestas for the masks, and LA Park beat Hijo del Fantasma to win his mask. The man who at one point in the show called himself the most handsome man in all of Mexico, his face now revealed to the world. We can talk about that. We can talk about Ring of Honor and New Japan. More on Becky Lynch. We got a mini tournament to determine the new contenders for the SmackDown Tag Team titles, with the Bludgeon Brothers out of action for the time being. And as always, for all of you young writers out there who want to be wrestling bookers someday, when we come back, your daily fable, Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. The Wolf and the Crane. A wolf, having a bone stuck in his throat, hired a crane for a large sum to put her head into his throat and draw out the bone. When the crane had extracted the bone and demanded the promised payment, the wolf, grinning and grinding his teeth, exclaimed, "Why, you have surely already a sufficient recompense, and having been permitted to draw out your head in safety from the mouth and jaws of a wolf. In serving the wicked, expect no reward, and be thankful if you escape injury for your pains." Hey, sub, everybody, a brilliant man. At least that's what they claim. I doubt he even wrote that, but it makes for a good fable.
That also kind of explains what my existence is like working for you.
Don't even get me started on recounting this fable. So, this Becky Lynch deal here. Yes, once again, Becky Lynch, the talk of the town. She tweeted out yesterday, I think it was yesterday, basically tweeted out a picture of Charlotte kicking her in the back, and then another picture of her giving a, as Granny would call it, chin chop to Charlotte from the front. And she wrote, "The difference between you and me, Charlotte, you waited until my back was turned. I waited until I could look you in the eye." If you haven't been paying attention to the house shows this weekend, Becky is in fact being pushed as a heel, but you'll be stunned to know everybody cheers her. They're not accepting this heel turn. So it wasn't just the pay-per-view audience. It wasn't just the TV audience. We're talking house shows now. Everybody's cheering for her. And it's funny now to me. I was mad last week. Now it's just funny. They're doubling down. Oh man, we're gonna make her a heel. These fans, they're gonna cheer, pal. We'll find out. We'll find out what ends up happening.
Yeah, with this house show in Halifax, when Becky ran down, interfering in the match between Charlotte and Carmella, causing Charlotte to win by DQ. I'm sure they expected lots of boos. Well, WWE expected lots of boos. Of course, we didn't get that. We got massive amounts of cheers, which led to a match between Carmella and Becky Lynch against Charlotte Flair and Asuka. You kind of loaded up there on who WWE thinks should be cheered. But yes, once again, the crowd was hot for Becky Lynch and loved her. What a surprise.
So Jerry here says, did you notice in that segment on SmackDown, they made Becky run away from the barricade from Charlotte like a coward, in addition to burying the fans verbally. They did not edit that part out on their YouTube clip. So the YouTube clip has been edited. I guess they took out all of the moments where she was burying the fans, but they didn't cut out the part where she was running away from Charlotte. So, listen, we'll figure out what they do on Tuesday. They may have changed their mind. They may have changed their mind and changed it again. I mean, who knows? Who knows what they're thinking? Judging from the house shows, it seems abundantly clear they're going to stay the course. Becky's going to remain a heel that everybody cheers, and Charlotte will become Roman Reigns. And then they'll spend 4 years trying to get Charlotte cheered again and get very frustrated, and it'll just go around in circles like it always does.
You know what no one ever noticed on SmackDown on Thursday? The ribbing of the rib. Big E, who was eating ribs,
yeah,
held his hand out, and Kofi wouldn't shake it.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant wouldn't shake it either, but I don't even know if he was there. But Kofi definitely wasn't doing that either. But nobody ever actually pointed that out. Is the rib on Randy Orton's rib going public or going public again, I guess, via Reddit?
You know, I hadn't even thought of that.
A small thing. But yeah, that was...
I hadn't even thought of that.
The New Day is the bestest for stuff like that by far.
How about that? This person notes, I checked out WWE's YouTube page, and also on the WWE Network they have This Week in WWE. And interestingly, they both have edited out Becky Lynch's heel comments to the fans.
Probably should, especially in light of that poll they put up. Did you see that poll? I know you love polls. Did you see that one?
You know, I just thought about this.
What?
They did on Twitter, like for several days straight, poll the fans about whether you were or were not behind Becky from the start. Mm-hmm. And they did one on WWE.com where 95% said that they were with her from the start.
Yep.
They did the one on Twitter, and that was more just like you give a response. It wasn't like a poll, I don't think. But the point of this is they've done it several times. And I wonder, here I am overthinking all of this. I wonder if maybe their idea now is that... I'm trying to think about how to describe this. Think of like Bret Hart when they were doing the U.S. versus Canada feud. And when Bret Hart went to Canada, I mean, on WWE television, he was still clearly pushed as a heel when they taped in Canada. But the fans were all behind him. I'm wondering if the reason they edited out her burying the fans is maybe they figured, well, let's just have her be the heel, but we'll let her love the fans and vice versa. Just hate the other baby faces.
You're giving them a lot of credit.
No, I don't know. I'm just asking because why else would they edit that specifically out of the promo but still be pushing her as a heel?
I don't know. I don't know other than, yeah, I guess, who knows? I don't know what goes through their mind. If I knew, it would make a lot more sense. I still tend to think of things sometimes with pro wrestling base and sensibilities, and that is going to get me in trouble when discussing WWE every time. So I don't know what their reasoning is. That's a good one. That's just as good as any other one where she's a heel because she's bumping up against Charlotte, but she's going to have her fans the same way John Cena and Roman Reigns are portrayed as conquering heroes for all, even those people that boo them when they walk into an arena. So maybe they're playing it in the opposite way. Who knows? I mean, look at The Miz and Maurice and how they are presented and why they wouldn't be baby faces. And, you know, the reason that they're not is because Daniel Bryan's on the other side of the ledger. Look at how they come across and how they're portrayed with their reality show, especially now putting icing on that cake. I mean, yeah, he's obnoxious and all of that sort of stuff, but I mean, that's the type of person the fan base usually loves, and what a surprise, for the most part, they actually do. Yes, he gets boos and things like that, but that's, again, how their whole dynamic when it comes to faces and heels and how they're presented and packaged for the public is just, for the most part, insane.
Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
I have a question about Luke Gallows with him going out with Nia Jax. Is it possible?
It is a storyline.
Oh, really? Because can we see a Total Divas filmed in Poor City in America, Cumberland, Maryland?
I mean, that's a different story entirely, Ryan. I mean, they very well could do that.
The poorest city in America?
Is because
not true?
What did he say? Cumberland was the poorest city in America?
Ugliest, maybe.
It was at one time.
Well, at one time, but anyway.
Shout out to Hagerstown.
Listen, Ryan, Total Divas is a storyline as well, so they could tell any story they want in that show. So maybe someday they could do a Luke Gallows, Nia Jax romance on Total Divas, filmed in Cumberland, Maryland. Which at one point, Ryan,
show up.
Did you know, Ryan, that at one point, Cumberland, Maryland was the poorest city in America? That's just a little tip for everybody there. I don't know if you're aware of that. Spurs says, does Conrad pay Dave Meltzer royalties? 25% of all of his shows are using Wrestling Observer Newsletter and are talking just about him in general. Bruce Pritchard, I don't understand the rest of this. But anyway, the point is no, obviously they don't pay Dave royalties, nor would you need to pay Dave royalties. That would be like asking, do I pay WWE royalties because I talk about Raw, SmackDown, and Becky Lynch throughout the show? Of course not. Just something to talk about. Now, hopefully Bruce Pritchard has some other stuff to talk about. I guess he doesn't need to because there's so much Dave material. He probably could go on for decades, but that does seem to be the point of that show. This person here says, Triple Mania. Could it possibly be featured for the Potpourri? Maybe. We'll see. We're actually on a limited schedule today because of Vinny and football, so we may not have time to watch anything besides NWA. Maybe we'll do Triple Mania instead of NWA.
Who's got a bunch of fantasy drafts? What's the big deal with today?
Don't ask me, dude. You asking me to tell you what's going on with Vinny and football?
Week 3 starters? Yeah.
I have no idea. All I know is at some point we'll try to review it, but it may not be tonight. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Let's head to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? How much time should I give this person?
3 more seconds.
All right. Going once. Going twice. Excellent call coming back from the break. 1-800-878-PLAY. 844-411-5411. And, of course, you can
send us... You know how to use a phone?
Yeah, text messages as well, 425-780-7566. We'll go back to those phones here in a moment. Oh, now all the lines are ringing. Crying out loud.
You want to try one?
This person says, how profitable is podcasting? Well, that's like asking, how fast can someone run? Well, some people can run a sub-4-minute mile. Some people can't run at all. And everything in between. So I'm sure in podcasting there are people who have made millions of dollars. I'm sure there are people who have never made a dime in their lives and have probably lost a lot of money and everything in between. So that's the best answer that I can give you. It's like any business. Let's go to the phones. Try it again. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello, hello. It's Colette from Norway here. Long time caller, long time listener, first time caller.
Man, you're calling on one bad phone line, but give it a shot.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know why my phone talks so much. I had a very...
All right, ask quick before my ears pop.
Yeah, okay.
I can't take it. I'm sorry, dude. That was bad.
Oh,
was I the only one? I seriously apologize, but when you listen back to the show, you'll hear how bad that was.
He was a long-time first time, and that's his first time?
I know.
That's how it's going to end? Call back with a better phone.
Use Skype or something like that. Something.
Where was he calling from?
I couldn't even hear.
Apparently, where Tim
sounded like a war zone or something.
That's.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Paul in Barbersville.
A beautiful phone line you've got, Paul. Beautiful phone line. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. And I must say, I watched Triple Mania last night, and I have to say, I got the whole AAA package. It is the best and the worst of Lucha Libre in one evening, and it was certainly an interesting show to watch. You had matches with tremendous heat. You had matches with high-flying maneuvers, and on the other hand, you had that street fight that was like this was like beyond CZW. This was like one of those weird Japanese deathmatch sites tapes that you would find from a disreputable tape dealer on eBay to watch. It was horrifying.
Let me ask you a question, Paul.
So
it's very, very easy to watch the show live. I Googled AAA Twitch, and it came up immediately, so that was certainly easy. But after the show was over, it was not easy to watch the replay. I believe that it takes a while for the replay to go up. How long does it take, Paul, as someone who I'm sure has used Twitch more than once?
Well, it seems to vary depending on who put the video up. And I believe I can hook you up with the link, but I believe it is up now on at the very least, the AAA English feed on Twitch. But they get like 3 hours of pre-show and a shot of an empty arena before the show actually starts.
Sure, yeah.
On the thing. Also, with the English feed, I must warn you, Matt Stryker and Vampiro were everything you would expect from them.
Boy, did I ever hear that. Yeah, I heard.
Oh, yeah. And there was one point where Matt Stryker went on this weird tirade about bullying. And
I can't imagine.
Nobody has to be bullied. Yeah. Like, everyone can just fight back. And this was just infuriating me because, in the real world, fighting back can result in you getting beat up or thrown in jail or fired or suspended from school. And I'm like, the man was a high school teacher. Shouldn't he know these things?
Well, he's not a high school teacher anymore, Paul. What does that tell you?
Paul, you got to remember something here. This was a man that, alongside Vampiro, drove up in a car out of the middle of nowhere in a desert one time on Lucha Underground, just magically appeared. Things have happened in this man's life since he was once
cool.
a teacher. Saying, though, things have happened. Things change.
I was at the point that I was missing the podcast guys from last year, who were terrible, but they had never done a show like this before and had no notes or oversight or people telling them what to do, and they were kind of set up to fail. But I'd say even then, they were preferable to Stryker and Vampiro, who were awful.
Well, listen, Paul, I want to thank you very much for the call. For those of you interested, the replay is up on Twitch right now. I'm watching it as we speak. So it is on the English language version of Lucha Libre AAA on Twitch.
Isn't that just AAA, though? No matter what happens, something is going to be so... I mean, what would AAA be if it was not a complete train wreck and dumpster
fire? My favorite part of the... I only watched the main event last night. I tuned in, saw the very end of the semi-main, and I watched the whole main event live. And my favorite part of the main event is... There's, I can't remember what the spot was. It was, there. Basically, there's four guys inside a cage, okay? So, mathematically, you're going to have two guys fighting each other, and then two more guys fighting each other. Unless they're all fighting each other at the same time, right? Are we all together? Mm-hmm. So, because there's two groups of guys fighting, they give us the split screen, right?
Yep.
So, if you want to, you can watch two guys on one side, and two guys on the other side.
In theory.
But instead, they do a split screen, and both split screens are showing the same two guys doing the same thing.
Well.
It's like, what? Only AAA or Impact back in the day.
WCW had some of those too, although it was the guys from Impact who came from WCW. Maybe that was the reason why. But like, I remember like when you would have like that Max Payne, Cactus Jack, Nasty Boys match. I mean, there were more than a few times where they had that sort of stuff happen. Yeah, they weren't quite there. But Dr. Wagner Jr. and Jeff Jarrett are a fine combination. I'm a Jeff Jarrett apologist as it is. But that reveal of Dr. Wagner Jr. coming out there, I thought was fantastic. Now, like you... I didn't get the impression that he and L.A. Park were going to be next year's Triple Mania main event, but that's what Dave says, so I will go ahead and believe it.
Well, I'm sure that's the idea. It was just like they hadn't smartened up L.A. Park.
I was going to say, what are the odds of that actually happening now, if we had Vegas odds on that one taking place? We're really going to have to ask Dr. Lucha about that.
All right, so greetings, this person here says, from my horrible phone line. I have no idea why it was so bad. Anyway, I remember you and Vinny saying how the four horsewomen of MMA... were much cooler than the horsewomen of WWE. Well, that's true. I stand by that. He says, however, the main roster booking will ruin them as well. WWE has proven there is no one they could not screw up. Well, we must wait and see, my friend. But my assumption would be that you are entirely correct, and they won't have any idea what to do with these women, and they will ruin them, and that will be the end of that. If you guys want to see horsewomen versus horsewomen, you should pray it happens on some NXT show and not on the main roster. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Nick from Nebraska. How's it going?
What's up, Nick?
Two things real quick. Number one, I went to the UFC show last night in Lincoln. It was a great show. Top to bottom, really enjoyed it. Prelims, main card, great night, especially seeing the first round knockout for Gaethje. But... switching things to Hell in a Cell quick, I know that I think a storyline that makes sense is the whole Randy Orton Jeff Hardy thing. That, to me, is a match that should be inside the Hell in a Cell. You know, the storyline is basically whenever they are around each other, they beat the crap out of each other all over the arena, and Hardy says he wants to be in a Hell in a Cell match before he retires. So I'm just calling to see what your thoughts are on, you know, that match being inside Hell in a Cell.
Well, that makes absolute total sense. I mean, I was watching the angle that they did on SmackDown this week, and I was like, what's going on here? Why is this happening? It's like, Jeff Hardy beats the hell out of this guy, and he just drags him all over the building and beats him up, and they're over by the production area or whatever they call it, and I was just, it just seemed kind of weird. It was unlike what you normally see with Randy Orton, and, I mean, that call, that makes sense. You've got to do a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. There are going to be three Cell matches. The only problem is that you know Jeff's going to do something stupid. He's going to want to do that swanton off the top of the cage, which he's not even doing that at Al's shows off the top rope, much less off the top of the cage. So I don't know if maybe they can do, I don't know what they can do. Like he's, but of course it's also the cell, so you really can't go off the top unless he goes off the top to the floor. So
goes off the side to the floor, although is that not extreme enough anymore? Has have too many people done that one?
It seems, I don't know. I guess we'll see, but I would not be surprised. I think there are going to be three cell matches. That was the impression I was given. Three cell matches on the Hell in a Cell show. So they could do, I mean, Becky and Charlotte maybe. I'm trying to think who else would need to be inside a cell. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised
AJ
at all.
AJ and Joe?
Maybe, but maybe not.
Well, I mean, the feud would warrant, I mean, a cell. It should at least, but I don't know. From one Hardy to another, by the way, from Jeff to Matt, now that Rowan's out, would now be a good time to hook up Bray and Luke Harper again, or is that just a waste of time to do it?
Everyone's asked this question. Everybody wants him and, I mean, they're even bringing up Prince Strowman back in with him again, but
nah.
You've still got the issue of
that's
everyone's on different brands.
Right,
I know they could switch them. I know they could do a storyline to switch them, but I don't know. My gut just tells me they're not going to do that. I don't know why. Probably because I have so little faith in them nowadays.
I'd like to see Luke Harper actually get a shot. I mean, he had that little Intercontinental thing for a minute, but he was still attached to the Wyatts. I'd like to see him actually get a shot.
Hey, we're about to go to commercials, so mute your radio right now if you don't want to know a spoiler for the NXT UK Women's title, because I'm going to give it right now. First ever NXT UK Women's Champion, Rhea Ripley, and not Toni Storm. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Again, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. As always, 1-800-878-PLAY is the Sports Byline. You can also call us toll-free. Studio line, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. If you call the studio line, it's going to ring. When you hear the show, you're next, so stay on the line. Had a fair number of people seemingly confused today. They call, and they hear the show, and then they hang up out of abject confusion. So again, if you hear the show, you're next. Stick around. Should mention, by the way, did you want to be all in this Labor Day weekend, but could not swing a trip to Chicago? Wrestling Travel has you covered. Pre-order StarCast on Fight before August 27th to be automatically entered for your chance to win the ultimate all-in experience. You and a guest will receive airfare to Chicago, a hotel suite for 3 nights, platinum bracelets to StarCast, an eat-and-greet every day at StarCast, every official meet-and-greet at StarCast, VIP tickets to the official after-party, and best of all, front row tickets to All In. Drawing will happen on Monday, August 27th, live on Twitch. And remember, when you order StarCast, you get over 20 live shows, more than 40 hours of content, both live and on demand. Do not miss your chance to win the ultimate All In experience. Fight.tv/StarCast. StarCast with two R's. Pre-order today before it is too late. Monday, August 27th, by the way, is tomorrow. So do not miss out. Your chance, your last chance, perhaps, to swing a trip to Chicago. Front row tickets for All In and more. During that call, several people called and hung up out of confusion. But this person appears to still be on the line. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, man. What's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
What's happening?
Can you give me an update on what's going on with Hulk Hogan? I travel a lot, and I've been seeing some stuff, some teasers. Is he back in the WWE? What's this big announcement that he's got going on? Anything you're hearing, can you just update me a bit?
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. I have really, honest to God, no update on Hulk Hogan. WWE brought him back for a show. Not like an, I mean, they brought him backstage, and he gave a speech to all of the wrestlers, and it received a very mixed reaction. Some of the wrestlers were very happy to see him back. Some wrestlers were not happy to see him back. Some wrestlers thought that he did a great job with his speech. Some people thought he did a horrible job with his speech. And since that time, nothing. So,
well, it hasn't been nothing. He was on that Bill Apter podcast where he basically wishes the business would get back to how it used to be, because back in the olden days, everybody would have forgave him because, you know, being inside the business, that means more than just being out there. You know, even if you say stupid things like what, I'm not even going to go into it other than I don't feel bad for him. I think he missed an opportunity to actually be contrite. But you know what? He really was never contrite throughout the whole process. And I don't think WWE did themselves any favors. In fact, I know they didn't. Because they basically, everybody involved, just wanted to wait and let things go by. And in another era, they may have. But they completely took for granted a lot of people who now utilize their voice far more than they used to in the past. And will point out that there was never any real apology. When there was time for real apologies, the best we got was what he gave those guys backstage that led to Titus O'Neil and the New Day and other people saying, nah, it's kind of trash. We'll go ahead and wait this thing out. And he still, by the proof of the Bill Apter interview, he still doesn't get it. So goodbye for me. See ya.
You know, it's funny. Let me ask everybody else's question. You can give me feedback via text message, call, or at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. It feels to me, I could totally be wrong here, but it feels to me that when this first surfaced like 3 years ago, it seems to me that all the feedback we got, not all of it, obviously, but it seemed that people were like shockingly forgiving of him 3 years ago when it actually first happened. As compared to today, 3 years later, it seems that people are significantly less forgiving after 3 years than they were when it first happened. And I don't think I'm imagining this.
Well, first of all, I think it depends on what circles you're in, and because I heard Lance say that as well, too, and it's not like he was intimating anything, but I think that there are a lot of people, and we're a lot of people, that I don't think paid as much attention to those as insulted by those comments when it first came out. A lot of people, as it was covered, looked at it as a purely sensationalistic story, along with a lot of other things, along with the size of his genitalia and the Peter Thiel angle and lots of other things. And it was bad, but I don't think people paid a lot of attention and gave voice to a lot of people that were most affected by the words that he said and what they thought about him and the entire situation. I just think now those people not only had a chance for people to hear their say, but there are lots of others as well, too, because of a lot of other real life events that have taken place and other social events that have taken place, that we are a lot more sensitive. And I think generally people are a lot more sensitive to things and a lot more awake about things, or however you want to call it. But there are still a lot of people that basically their voices weren't heard last time around that have had these feelings for a long, long time.
Jim, you're on the Sports Byline. What is going on?
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
You talked about earlier about Luke Gallows and I can't think of the girl's name, the Nia Jax. I knew that was all storyline because everybody knows Luke is married to Amber O'Neill.
It's true.
Okay. Now, I've seen Rhea Ripley and Tony Storm wrestle a lot. Great matches. But maybe they've seen something in Rhea Ripley that they want her to be the first champ. I don't know. I would have put it, if you told me, I would have put it on Tony.
Well, I think everybody figured they were going to put it on Tony, so... I mean, Jim,
I don't know. Rhea Ripley checks off some serious boxes there.
I mean this in the nicest way possible. It doesn't matter who holds this title. I mean, they don't even have a UK television show, for crying out loud. I mean, they may at some point, but, I mean, you know, they obviously, if you look at what they've done with Pete Dunne, I mean, I think that clearly when they started their WWE UK men's deal, Pete Dunne was going to be the first champion. And I don't know what he did. I don't know what he said. I mean, I could be imagining things, but the impression I sort of got was they didn't put it on him. And sort of the deal was, you know, we'll put it on you after a while. But, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to get at here.
I don't know. They liked Tyler Bate, too.
They did like Tyler Bate, but, I mean, they got it on Pete Dunne after a while. And I think that all things being equal, they probably would have put it on Pete Dunne first, but they didn't, so... It doesn't matter who the WWE UK first women's champion is. Tony Storm's going to get it. If there's a god, Zaya Brookside's going to get it. They'll all get it.
And look, Rhea Ripley looks, I mean, again, she checks off a lot of boxes for them. So, I mean, her, she's perfect. Again, she fits in perfectly alongside Tony Storm and many of these other women. She, you know, looks wise and ability-wise, I think she fits there nicely. I mean, especially because she's got such a unique look.
One last question. What exactly is the reason why Tennille Dashwood is stopped? I don't know how long. Is she going to quit wrestling, or is this because she's got some medical problem?
She's been on ROH, right?
I haven't heard anything about that, Jim. I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, there is a story over the last week or so, I'm sure somebody will alert me. But she's been doing Ring of Honor. She's been doing other things, so I don't know.
Was it Lance who was talking about Rhea Ripley?
Yes.
So that's right, when he was down there talking about her, too. I mean, yeah, she's very strong, and again, she matches. Again, it looks like she matches up well. And there's, I mean, that's the one thing is, I don't know if... Titles obviously still kind of mean something, especially in NXT. But when you have so much talent, I mean, as long as the story she's in is good, like Toni Storm, like Io Shirai, like Mako's, like whoever. I mean, there are so many women that they have, like there's so much talent under contract that the titles are going to matter, but not everybody can have the title, so just give me the story.
This person here says, any update on the Randy Orton situation? I presume you're talking about his Johnson? No.
Rots?
There is no update. Ugh. And honest to God, I don't even think there's going to be an update.
No.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, it's you, dude. What's up?
Hi, it's Morpheus from Oakville in Canada. I just wanted to ask you, what do you think the chances are we're going to get a good feud from Finn Balor this time? Like against Roman Reigns, maybe, for the Universal title?
Well, I don't think you're going to get that one. I mean, they blew that one off on Monday, and they're already doing the Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman feud, so I don't think that's going to happen. The best you can hope for is that there's a draft and that Finn Balor ends up on the same brand as AJ Nakamura and Samoa Joe. So until that happens, like, he's odd man out here. They're all on the other brand. He's stuck on Raw, and he's small, and Vince McMahon just sort of has slotted him as a small upper mid-carder, and until he can switch brands and get a chance to work with some of the other small guys, I think he's just going to be where he's at.
I'd kill for a Daniel Bryan Finn Balor feud.
So would I. I wouldn't kill, but I'd love to see it.
It'd be great.
It'd be awesome.
I also wanted to say a big thank you for you guys doing the Nitro shows. They have been quite a comfort in the last month.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey, and they've been fun in the last month in a terrible sort of way.
Yes.
It's kind of funny how that works. I want to thank you very much for the call. I watch these old Nitros going head-to-head with Raw. Raw is just, they're obliterating them in the ratings. But how do I describe this? Nitro.
West Texas or Rednecks are great.
Nitro is more fun from start to finish.
God, I guess.
But it's much worse in certain ways. You know what I mean? Like, Raw, the first hour and a half of the show is just like horrible train wreck television. But then they got money stuff in the main event. Nitro has kind of fun. Funny, you laugh at it. Sid's funny, but he sucks. The West Tech Redneck, the West Texas, they're not drawing any money, but they make me laugh. I'm very happy when I see them. But it's an anti-making money program. Does that make sense?
No, it makes total sense. Actually, it's got a lot of parallels to what happens today because they booked the No Limit Soldiers. They were the baby faces. They completely misread their fan base and what that situation was going to be, and they allowed the West Texas Rednecks to become huge baby faces and being complete cartoons when it was supposed to be the other way around.
Let's do a couple of these text messages here. Oh, the got an update on Tennille. Tennille left the ROH tour unexpectedly. She later revealed it was... Oh, yeah, psoriasis. I remember this story. Yeah, I don't think that's going to keep her out of action for, like, an extended period of time. I mean, she mentioned that she'd...
Right?
Yeah, she'd mentioned she'd had it her whole life. So, I mean, it's probably a flare-up, and then she'll...
get some vitamin E. What do you
need? I don't know what... Well, I mean, I think she'll be fine. That's my point. What's so funny?
Nothing.
It's a condition she's had throughout her life, and there are flare-ups, and then it flares back down. My point is, yes, of course I can spell it, Mike. Get out of here. I'm reading parables on this show and fables, and you're asking me if I can spell. I was a regional champion in the spelling bee, Mike. I've written a book that sold 80,000 copies. Of course I can sell. I'm trying to help the people here. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you.
and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I'd like to mention that if you are a subscriber to video.f4wonline.com, you not only get all of the Brian and Vinny shows in beautiful HD, another one coming up tonight, but the match that I did last weekend in Las Vegas myself, and eventually the Disco Inferno against Peach Machine and Mikey G is available right now on the video site if you're a subscriber, so check it out. It's a lot of fun. Unfortunately, my nemesis, I actually had three nemesis in the match, but that's another story entirely. One of them, the Peach Machine, was in fact a brown belt great grappler. He was at a tournament yesterday in the absolute division, facing a guy probably about 60 pounds heavier than he was, and in a freak accident, he snapped his tibia and fibula clean in half like Anderson Silva.
Ooh.
And he is awaiting, I believe, surgery. Well, I know it's going to be surgery. I believe he's still awaiting it. But he is going to be on unpaid leave from work for quite a while. And so he's got a PayPal donate button. I have tweeted it out at Brian Alvarez if you want to throw a couple bucks his way. Everybody would really appreciate that. I certainly would as well.
I got it right here. It's paypal.me/Sempervivi.
Oh, get out of here, Mike. For crying out loud. The guy broke his leg in half. Check it out at Brian Alvarez. The link is up there. Help Peach out. So maybe next year I can beat his ass again. We're out of time, everybody. But seriously, check it out. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. You can always check us out at WrestlingObserver.com. More shows coming up tonight, so check those out. And that is it from here. Thanks, Mike, as always. Everybody in the studio, callers and listeners, talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.